South Central Calhoun Titans open the season on Friday night on the road at Pocahontas area in a matchup of two teams that know each other well out of the same conference for all of the other sports. And Brian, as head coach Brian Case, joining us here to take a look at that game. You guys seem to play Pokey every year, whether you're a district matchup or not. So this one's grown, I think, into a friendly rivalry over the years.
Boy, it's been a long time rivalry, to be honest with you. I mean, there's been a few years there that we didn't play each other for whatever reason. It might have been like just a classification scheduling or something like that that we didn't play. But for the most part, we like to play against each other. It's great competition year in and year out. We know each other real well. I mean, I went to school with Coach Mike Ain, coached against Roger Summerlot, who's a DC for a number of years. So we know each other's tendencies very well. We know each other very well. And we just know it's going to be a great matchup anytime we get together.
And Coach, I hate to bring this one up. You gave me a hard time about talking about how many years you've been coaching during our preseason interview, but Pokey's had your number the last 2 years they've gotten you. Has that been something that you guys have talked about and want to get that off of the back, or is it just not something that you've discussed and it's a whole new season?
Well, it's a form of motivation, right? We don't want to lose three times in a row to these guys. So, I mean, it's something we absolutely put in the back of the kids' mind. That this has happened to us. I know that we have the advantage as far as overall record against these guys, but the last 2 years, that they've had our number. They got us a couple of years ago. I think it was 7-0, and last year we were up 6-0 at halftime and ended up getting beat 30-6. So every single phase matters. It's the first game of the year for both of us. Again, we know each other so well that we're just going to have to come out and we're going to have to execute, but hopefully we have some extra motivation just knowing that the last 2 years they've had our number.
They look like they have a lot of their skill guys back this year. Expecting any tweaks, any new formations or anything out of them on the offensive side, or do you think you'll see what you've seen the last few years?
You know, that's the one thing about playing somebody week one, even though they're a common opponent and so forth, you just never know what teams are going to add in the offseason. So I know Coach Ain real well, and Roger, like I mentioned before, and I really think that they're going to stay within their 2x2, 3x1 scheme. What they do run, they run really well. They don't have a tremendous amount of plays, but again, their execution is usually at a very high level, offensively and defensively. You know, last year, they ended up returning a punt against us, and that was a huge momentum thing as well. So no matter what they throw at us, and we're going to have to be prepared for it offensively, defensively, and then we're just going to have to go out and we're going to have to execute in all three phases of the game in order to give these guys a good quality football game and hopefully come out on the right side of it.
Are they bringing back quite a bit up front as well, or is that an area where you feel you can take advantage?
You know, they lost some kids up front, but again, they're well-schooled. They're well-coached year in and year out, so we're going to have our hands full. We know that. As in any game, offensively and defensively, you want to control the line of scrimmage, and that's no different against these guys in week one. So if we feel like we can control the line of scrimmage and just run our things offensively, I think that we're going to be okay. If we can't control the line of scrimmage offensively or defensively, we're going to be in for another long ball game. But again, they lost a couple of kids up front, but we did as well to graduation. We lost three kids up front. We have some young kids that are going to be on the line with their first start and so forth. So it's going to be interesting that way. They bring back a lot of skill kids, Jeff. You mentioned that earlier. They did lose one kid we had heard in the offseason. He ended up going to Waukee Northwest. Really good skill kid for them. But it's just one of those things that we're going to have to make sure that we're in tune to what they're trying to do offensively and align appropriately, try and take away their strengths and so forth as much as possible and force them into their weaknesses. But we're going to have our hands full with these guys. They're a talented group of kids, and they're very well coached through and through.
Coach, you guys had your scrimmage. What did you learn from that? What was the focus this week then to get ready, the things you saw you needed to get better at?
You know, it's always good to have your first Gatorade scrimmage or scrimmage against somebody else, just so you can see your strengths and your weaknesses. You know, we did a lot of things really well in our scrimmage, but there's a lot of different things that we need to work on at the same time. We still need to continue to build some depth. We still need to work on the physicality part of the game. I think that we have great skill kids on the edges and so forth. I think we have some speed. I think we have some height and so forth. We go catch the football real well. We run the ball hard. But some of those little things as far as that carrying the football, making sure that the elbow's above the wrist all the time, just a little thing that makes a big difference. Running your feet at the point of contact, whether it doesn't make any difference where you're at, offensively, defensively, it doesn't make any difference. Point of contact, we got to run our feet. So some of those things were glaring to us. One of the things that we really focused hard on this week was just the physicality part of the game. We know it's a contact sport. You're going to be in contact with somebody each and every play. So you got to expect that, and you have to get your mind right each and every play, and you just got to remain focused with that. So those are some of the things that we worked on this week. But we saw some really good things from our scrimmage. We saw some things that we needed to work on, no question.
You and I talked in the preseason. You told me you expect teams to try and take Keegan's sword away a little bit. Gavin as your quarterback, Bata, and Keegan probably two of your main weapons coming into this year. How do you guys keep Keegan in the game without trying to do too much to get him touches?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you got to utilize other people as well. And that is one of the things that we're really pleased with coming out of the Gatorade scrimmage. I think that we threw the ball to seven different people and they all caught the football when they had their opportunity. So if people start focusing on Keegan and they start double teaming him or even triple teaming him, getting people shaded his way, we've got other weapons out there. So, and we'll utilize it. And that's the thing that the Gavin has to understand. That's the thing that Keegan has to understand. You're talking to Keegan, it's like, if you're getting double teamed, you're getting triple teamed, understand that you might not be getting your catches, but everybody else is open that way. So you're kind of doing your job just by being out here and being a decoy that way. So as long as they understand those roles and they accept those roles, I think that we still can be really successful. Now, obviously, Keegan's a really good receiver and Gavin's a really good quarterback. And they're going to find better ways to get them the ball, to get Keegan the ball. And we're going to find our ways to get Keegan the ball as well. When you have athletes like that, obviously you want to keep the ball in their hands and let them create and make good things happen for you.
You mentioned the punt return earlier from last year that kind of swung the momentum a little bit. What's the special teams matchups look like this year, and how do you guys maybe get that big play in special teams?
Well, we have a new special teams coordinator this year. I'm kind of stepping down and getting out of the way. And Heath Walters has taken over. He's one of our first-year coaches. He's taken over all of our special teams that way. And so he has some new little kinks in the armor, I should say. He's tweaked things a little bit as far as what we're trying to do within our special teams. And I think it's going to be a good thing for us through and through as well. So the problem that we have, in a school our size, is that a lot of the kids that are our offensive and defensive starters also have to play the special teams. So the trick is trying to get some of those guys off the field, get those guys some breaks, and still not have a fall off on our special teams. So I think that we have some other kids that are kind of waiting in the wings that are chomping at the bit to get themselves on the field, and we're trying to put them in the special teams areas. And just understanding that there are three full phases of the game, and you can't take any phase of the game lightly. Otherwise, things can just jump up and bite you. And they did with us last year. Like I said, we were up 6-0, and all of a sudden, I mean, we're down because of a punt return. And sometimes that's more of a mental thing than anything else. And, if there's a mental swing, a momentum swing that way because of the special teams, it's tough to overcome, especially for your teenagers. Sometimes they start hanging their heads and so forth, and that's when other teams can kind of capitalize on you as well. So we're just going to have to make sure that we're lined up appropriately and we take care of business in all three phases.
Brian, you mentioned getting kids breaks, probably going to have to do that. How do you guys handle the heat that we've gone through, and what impact do you think that'll have on Friday night?
We've already talked about it, just having the kids understand that we're going to have some mandatory breaks and so forth. Officials are always really good about making sure that they're not stopping momentum from other teams that are driving the football and things like that. But anytime there's basically a change of possession, that there's going to be an opportunity to get an extra drink or take an extra 2 minutes or whatever it may be at a timeout or between quarters. So our kids are understanding that right now, and that's what we tried to explain to them throughout the week. There are times that during our week of practice this week, if we're working on conditioning, we're not in full pads. We take that stuff off and we just basically work on the conditioning part of it. But there's other times that we had to put the full pads on just to try and get something accomplished, get something done. So I think our kids are understanding how it's going to be as far as the temperatures are on Friday night. They've been hydrating well all week long. And hopefully we don't have a lot of the cramping issues or the really tiredness, hydration issues on Friday night.
Well, Coach, as always, it's fun to talk to you. Appreciate you joining us here. I know the guys will look forward to catching up with you on the Scoreboard Show following the game on Friday night. Best of luck, and looking forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks, Jeff. We appreciate your time.
You bet. Head coach Brian Case again with the South Central Calhoun Titans. They open the season again on the road at Pocahontas area on Friday night.